With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Author and former foreign policy analyst Dan Senor says Israel is fighting to save its reputation in the battle against Hamas. Bob Agnew reports.
To those in the U.S. State Department who say Israel would be more popular in the region if only it didn't project so much strength.
That's nonsense.
On the contrary, Senor says.
To me, one of the biggest risks of October 7th is it sent a message that it is not strong.
Senor tells the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt, to win allies and repel enemies, it's vital Israel restore its pre-October 7th reputation.
Not only for its own security, but to send a message to the world that they're still strong.
Senor has hosted the Call Me Back podcast. Bob Agnew reporting.
Meanwhile, Israeli forces have dropped leaflets to Palestinians in parts of southern Gaza, warning them to flee. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The warnings to leave parts of the south come not long after Israel told thousands of Palestinian civilians to leave the north and seek refuge in the south. Broadening the offensive to the south, where Israel already carries out daily air raids, threatens to worsen an already severe humanitarian crisis. I'm Karen Chamas.
Congressman George Santos of New York won't run for re-election in 2024 after a scathing House Ethics Committee report on his conduct cited overwhelming evidence of lawbreaking. New York Congressman Pat Ryan says Santos must face consequences.
If you're elected on a blatant foundation of lies, it's a disservice to not just your constituents, but to our democracy. So he is such an exceptional case that it merits an exceptional remedy.
The committee said Thursday that Santos's conduct warrants public condemnation, is beneath the dignity of the office, and has brought severe discredit upon the House. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 45 points, the Nasdaq rose 9, the S&P advanced 5. This is SRN News. The LGBT agenda comes to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Transgender and non-binary performers from two Broadway shows will be featured in the beloved holiday event, alarming a number of parents' groups. 1 million moms has gathered more than 20,000 signatures on a petition of protest saying, quote, shame on Macy's for promoting and sponsoring this type of entertainment. It is clear that Macy's does not have our children's best interests in mind. Parade begins at 8:30 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court reiterated its position that the state constitution guarantees a woman's right to an abortion when necessary to preserve her life. The court issued its 5-4 opinion in a case in which five separate pro-life laws that were passed by the legislature in 2021 are being challenged. All five have been put on hold while the legal challenges are being decided. This is SRN News. The man who broke into former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's California home last year and attacked her husband with a hammer has been found guilty in court. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The jury in San Francisco needed just 8 hours to find David DePapp guilty of attempted kidnapping of a federal official and assault on a family member.
Drop the hammer.
Nope.
Hey.
The attack was caught on police body cam video when they responded to Paul Pelosi's call for help in October of 22. The 43-year-old DePapp had no reaction in court. He had testified he had been intending to hold Nancy Pelosi hostage and break her kneecaps if she lied to him. DePapp, in court, echoed right-wing conspiracy theories. He also faces a state trial on numerous charges. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.